Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Where you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she must be a little bang.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Lana Calloway. Lana is the CEO of Exhibit Resources. Exhibit Resources, with an S, .com is her website. Lana, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, we're talking about being an exhibitor at a trade show. And I've encouraged you for years to attend trade shows, to attend your industry trade shows. You can see what's going on, what's coming at you from the future. They'll be talking about global issues, things that are affecting all the elements of your business. You'll hear speakers that are high-power speakers that have been paid to come in there and deliver their message. You'll be motivated. You'll be encouraged. You'll be educated. But you got to go. You got to get up off the backside and show up, don't they, Lana?
That's right. You do. There's a planning process, and there's things to do, but yes, you have to show up.
And when you decide to become an exhibitor, you know, the person behind the or in front of the backdrop that talks about your company, when you decide to do that, I encourage you to do that. But you might need a little bit of help, and that's what Lana does. Lana, talk to us about how somebody who does what you do, and I know there are a lot of folks around the country that do what you do, other professionals. If somebody was plugging into they were thinking about hiring a company like yours, what are some of the things they should look for, watch for, be careful of, and make sure that they get?
Okay, well, what we typically do first is if we do a needs analysis for each client, we try to find out what their objective is for being at the show, and we need to make that objective clear so that we can design the exhibit and support the client around those objectives. We want our clients to plan objectives that can be measurable, so when the show is over, they can determine if their objective was to come away with 20 qualified leads that could buy their product, that at the end of the show they can measure that and know if they got 15 leads or 20 leads or 100 leads, and if so, we can use that for a basis for future shows.
Well, yeah, over the next 9 months or so, you can quantify how those turned out, and then decide whether your investment needs to go up or down or stop or whatever. And do you encourage them in the first year not to be too disappointed if they don't hit a home run the first year? I really believe as I said in the previous segment, that the attendees of many of these conventions are part of communities, and they really like to get to know you just a little bit. What do you think?
I agree with that, and I think that people are participating in trade shows not just to sell a product, but they're definitely there to meet other people in the industry. They're certainly there to network with their peers. It's a valuable way that you can do some market research.
Right.
There's such an ability to engage in face-to-face with other speakers and other exhibitors there.
So what you're saying, and I think this is so true, don't be surprised if you come back more excited about something other than hearing from somebody who might buy your product.
That's right. It could be a connection that you make with another company.
It's amazing.
You partner for your business. Yes.
It's amazing how that can happen. Okay, I want to talk about the infrastructure around you just a little bit. The price to put up a really nice backdrop behind your table at your exhibit, that has really come down and it's become really affordable for the average person, and they really look nice these days, don't they?
They do. I think our industry has changed to meet the demand of clients that want lightweight and portable, but they want large visuals and large graphics. But they need to be able to set it up quickly.
Do you help your clients put that together and get the right creative on the backdrop, that kind of thing?
Yes, we have a staff of exhibit designers, graphic designers
All right.
that can take their information and their messaging and create that backdrop. And actually what that is a quick commercial. As people are walking down the aisle and looking at your booth, they need to know who you are, what you do, immediately to know whether you are someone they want to spend time with or engage in a conversation with. So that's our job, is to take that messaging and that branding and do that for the client at the trade show.
My new backdrop, Lana, requires not one tool, and right. my 9-year-old grandson could put it up by himself.
That's how the industry has changed.
The only tool he would need, it would be either a short stepladder or a chair just to reach a couple of places up high and just connect a couple of things. It's amazing. And when you put it apart, it collapses and goes into a little bag.
That's right. And by being portable and lightweight and easy, that allows a client to go to possibly more trade shows than they would if they were shipping and paying for the freight and material handling and getting it out to California.
Right.
You know, they can check it as baggage or on the
That's
airplane
right.
and take it with them.
And you
so
don't have to pay the union guys to put it up either, do you?
That's right. So that allows you more budget to actually do the trade show with. But
hey, Lana, this has been great information. Thank you for joining us. I want you to keep up with us, because we're going to keep up with you. You can continue to give us updates on how what we need to know about being an exhibitor at a trade show. Give us your website again, please.
Okay, exhibitresourceswithans.com.
Thank you for being here, Lana. Good job. Lana Calloway, ladies and gentlemen, with Exhibit Resources. Check her website out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Born on the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.